And the priests and the high officers knelt down and said to him, It was prophesied of old that on this day should come he who was to rule over us. Therefore let our Lord take this crown and this scepter, and be, in his justice and mercy, our king over us. But he said to them, I am not worthy, for I have denied the mother who bare me, nor may I rest till I have found her and known her forgiveness. Therefore, let me go, for I must wander again over the world, and may not tarry here, though ye bring me the crown and the scepter. And as he spake, he turned his face from them towards the street that led to the gate of the city, and lo, amongst the crowd that pressed round the soldiers, he saw the beggar woman, who was his mother, and at her side stood the leper, who had sat by the road. And a cry of joy broke from his lips, and he ran over, and kneeling down, he kissed the wounds on his mother's feet, and wet them with his tears. He bowed his head in the dust, and sobbing, as one whose heart might break, he said to her, Mother, I denied thee in the hour of my pride. Accept me in the hour of my humility. Mother, I gave thee hatred. Do thou give me love? Mother, I rejected thee. Receive thy child now. But the beggar woman answered him not a word. And he reached out his hands and clasped the white feet of the leper and said to him, Thrice did I give thee of my mercy. Bid my mother speak to me once. But the leper answered him not a word.